Good evening, gentlemen. A guten Sommer to all. Lovely to see you all. Very nice. Hope you had a very nice and inspiring and uplifting Yom Tov, which is so special, Pesach. We've got some very, very interesting halachas. Tonight's halach is actually a very controversial one. And anybody who wants to get the feminist discussion started, here's what you got to do. You got to look at this Shulchan Aruch. So we're going to be learning this week, Imetz Hashem. We're going to be learning about women. We're going to be learning about a general focus and concentration when you're wearing your tefillin. We're talking about Cholila, Bar Minon, and Ovel. We're going to be talking about Tisha B'Av a little bit. Oisik Mitzvah, Potom in a Mitzvah. We're going to be talking about somebody who's in Cherem, so other halachas as well. Fine, let's get started a little bit. So Sif Gimel, because we started Simin Lamed Ches, just before Yom Tov, we spoke about somebody who's got diarrhea or any other choli me'ayim, which we discussed was exempt from tefillin, unless of course you can just put them on for Shema tefillin. That's what a person must do. Sif Gimel Rabbi Yisai, Noshim ve'avodim p'turim et tefillin. Noshim, women are exempt from tefillin, so are slaves. Mipnei shom mitzvah, zeish mangom, because it's a time-bound mitzvah. So we know that any mitzvah which is time-bound, such as we just mentioned, Dalet Minim is a good one. Tkiyas Shofar, most mitzvahs are time-bound. The rule is women are exempt. Gemara Darshan from a pasuk. There is, of course, hashkafic explanations for that. The basic explanation is, why are women exempt from time-bound mitzvah? Because they are taught with the children. At the end of the day, children's upbringing is their responsibility, so it's hard for them to, I've got a daven shemoneh esrei when a child is in the bath or crying with a dirty nappy. So, you've got to be realistic, and you've got to be... So therefore, time-bound mitzvah, women are exempt. There's other stuff which also has to do with the general attitude of women, which makes it that they don't... The time-bound mitzvahs are the exempt. However, here comes the Ramah. V'manoshim roitzen lehachmir al atzmon moichim biyodom. Now, generally, when it comes to time-bound mitzvahs, we know that if a woman wants to shake Dalet Minim, she can. Generally, when a woman wants to sit in a sukkah, she can. She can even make a bracha. If a woman wants to listen to the shofar, it's good, yeah? She doesn't get the same reward, but she can even make a bracha according to the Ramah. Here we are finding, tefillin is time-bound, but besides the fact of being time-bound, there's an aspect, if the women want to be stringent upon themselves, moichin beyodam, says the Ramah, we protest. We don't let them. If you see your wife one morning sneaking out and grabbing your tefillin, and she says, hey, I also want to, you say, no. You can, if you want to go, no tefillin. You can't do tefillin for me. You can't do tefillin. So the question is, why not? Let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. In Sifkot and Yud, Noshim v'tumtum v'adigin es chayov mitfillin misofek kechol ha-mitzvahs. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks about a sofek, tumt, sofek, isha, sofek, ish. So tumtum v'adigin es. They're obligated to put on tefillin. The contemporary poets can say that Tumta Madriganus shouldn't make a bracha. Why is that? Yud Gimel? We're going to get to that, of course. It's the main point over here. Shazman Groma says the Mishnah Berurah, why is it time? Why is tefillin time bound, by the way? Oh, that's not the real reason. The real reason is the Shabbos V'Yom Tov loves Zman Tefillin, because there is a bit of a controversy about night being Zman Tefillin or not. But what is beyond controversy and beyond discussion is that Shabbos and Tefillin certainly is not Zman Tefillin. That's why Mishnah Berurah picks that. It is indeed time bound because of Shabbos and Yom Tov. One cannot put on Tefillin. Noshim. All right. Now, what is it that the reason why we protest? Why is that we don't let women put on tefillin, contrary to any other time bound mitzvahs? Mishnah Berurah says, "You give moichim be'adim nishtichin guf naki." One needs a guf naki, physically a completely clean situation. For noshim and zrizus bedov lizoyer, and women tend to be not as as zizois, as careful with physical cleanliness. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, and that's obviously from earlier sources. Now, so just like we learned that there is a rule that we need a guf noki. No, no, it's not talking about. It's not talking necessarily about damnida. No. Yeah, it's got to do with the. Yeah. Now I know that generally nowadays, and here's really a question. Generally, when we look at noshim, generally, I think it's true to say probably there are more. I think is that true to say nowadays we look at women generally more hygienic than no. I think that's probably.
Than male.
Yeah. Then probably no, generally.
Oh, no.
Yeah, on the whole, I think that's true to say. There are much more, I think it's true to say. I don't know if this is something very recent. Because when we're talking about guf noki over here, it is talking about physical cleanliness. I wonder if it has to do with rak. That's my own thesis. I have no evidence whatsoever for that. I wonder that if that change in that development and that transition has happened. Because women, and that's not just in the form circles, women used to be at home. Women used to be at home, looking after children, preparing the meals, and looking after the house. That's what women did. I mean, look at the Victorian times. Women didn't get out of the house. They just didn't. Not just Yidden. Women didn't. And ultimately, men were the ones who were much more the ones exposed and going out. So obviously, you're going to be much more, you know, careful about your hygiene. About if you're at home. So I wonder if this is something which historically has changed as women were more exposed and going more out. Either way, the question is as follows. And I'm going to. The question is, I think nowadays it's certainly true to say that women have a goof knock. And here come the feminists, and the feminists say, you know, even, yeah. Now I want to add to the question. I want to add to the question the following. The Gemara in Eruvin says, well, we're up to Daf Yomi Eruvin? No, it's been a while. Yeah, so that's quite a while. But Eruvin Tav Tzadi Beis, the Gemara says, speaks about, famously, a famous choshev woman who put on tefillin called, no, Buri is a tzitzis one. No, further. No. Gemara says, Michal, the daughter of Shaul. She called Michal Bas Kushi in the Gemara, but it's talking about Michal Bas Shaul. According to Rashi, she put on tefillin daily. The Gemara says she was very careful with her physical with her hygiene. She was totally clean, and therefore she put on tefillin. Michal Bas Shaul put on tefillin daily. Gemara there continues and says that was other Yoina Ben Amita's wife. She was Oyle Regel, and she speaks about Michal Bas Shaul. So it sounds like from that Gemara that if you are really really careful, there's no reason why not. There's no reason why not.
I mean, you could argue, don't go back to what we're just saying. Women at home, I mean, the men generally then would be working in the fields or working with animals.
Yeah, it's a very valid point. Yeah. It's a very valid point. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I don't know. So I can't explain exactly. I don't know. So of course, the Meister, the contemporary poskim, are very, 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 very opposed to the idea of women going anywhere to fill in. Looking at pure halacha, there is an element there that it comes, this idea of women putting on tefillin came clearly from a feminist point, you know, dafka this mitzvah they have to start putting on, so it came from a very, from not a very good place, and therefore there's a strong agenda against it. I want to point out, there's a very interesting targum, that he says, and that does goes some way explaining what we're doing. Says that when it comes to the issa of loisilbash, and the pasuk says you're not allowed to wear women's garment, and similarly also a woman is not allowed to wear a man's garment. Similarly also, Gemara says that a woman is not allowed to wear, is not allowed to hold hold and wear weapons, because weapons is clearly something which is more male than masculine, more masculine than feminine. It's more male kind of thing to do, to hold weapons. there, the Targum says, it's also the weapons, when we're talking about weapons, he says it's also referring to tefillin. Tefillin is something which is specifically, just like a sword is something which you're not going to... The Targum and Azil, yeah. It's clearly defined for men and not for women. But Rabbi Yisai,
I would have thought it's a sneeze issue, because you're going to have to reveal up there.
Interesting.
That's
all very interesting. I don't know. It sounds interesting. Perhaps they would argue that do it in a women's minyan, where there's fewer problems. However, so the question it is interesting. It is interesting. Pardon? Yeah, he says that's loisil bash. Yeah.
For a woman to wear.
Yeah.
Because it's meant for men.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's only meant for a man because it's a mitzvah asher shel gomer.
Yes, but now that it is a mitzvah asher shel gomer. So he says it's a problem of loisil bash. He doesn't. I think he does say talis as well. Yeah, yeah.
Because we said
mechsi ki yor. Yeah. So there's probably because of that, the knock on of that is it's going to be loisil bash already probably. But he said it's interesting. Don't try it at home. Don't try at home. But it is. It needs a bit further explanation. It needs to be understood a bit. What this is that we machmir on himself. Where exactly that comes from? Rabbi says siv dalit. Somebody who is putting on tefillin must be careful not to think. Obviously, it's referring about. Obviously, it's talking about referring about one owns wife. Otherwise, it goes without saying. If a person is unable to control one's thought. And we will have yirurim when he's not able to focus and concentrate. And one has to constantly think about hirurim. Mutav shel alicham, a person should not put on tefillin at all. There you go. No hirurim. Yeah. He said, because you're not actually going to be mekayem the mitzvah if you are anywhere. He says, if a person is, Mishavu does point out, it doesn't say that word. Let's look at a couple of Mishnah Yudalad and Tezvav. Lizoyer, the Be'ilon Guf Noki V'gam Machshav Ra. So, what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here, when we talk about having a physical cleanliness, and it should be a state of cleanliness from a physical perspective, besides that, beyond that, and additionally to that, there's also an element of having a person's mind should be clean as well, and a person's mind should be clear as well. And if a person is busy thinking about hirurim, then he's not mekayem the mitzvah. It's like not having a guf noki. A person means also spiritually as well. I don't know. So you see that some svarim then carry on and they say that it also talks about somebody that has got not just hirurim of taivas noshim, but also how inappropriate it is for somebody to have thoughts of his business, of his work, of his other tirdas that a person has on his mind. That's also highly inappropriate to have whilst he's wearing tefillin. In other words, it teaches about the kedusha of tefillin and what is appropriate to think about whilst you're wearing tefillin, and what is a person should try to train his thought as much as possible not to have to. But you remember that we spoke about if it's an Indian to carry on wearing tefillin after davening. Do you remember we spoke about that? And we try to understand why is it that really tefillin is something that a person should be wearing the entire day. And until fairly recently, historically speaking, people did wear tefillin the entire day. We kind of asked, why did it stop? Now we only do the bare minimum. We do Shemoneh Esrei, Shema, just half an hour that we do. It's not so that's why, is it good to carry on a little bit? So the answer to that is probably lying within this Mishnah over here, that it's very, very hard to just have focus and concentration. Okay, Taivas Noshem, that we can do. But if you're talking about any Machshava, the mind should be focused and concentrated about, one should be able to focus and concentrate and have a certain level of Kedusha whilst one is wearing tefillin. So that is very hard to do. It's very hard. So if you carry on schlepping and tefillin for much longer, eventually your expectation is going to lower and it's not worth it. Now, what Mishnah Berurah does say, it's not. You said, so should you not put on tefillin because of that? The answer is, Mishnah Berurah have gotten this well. Shani chomikom harim yireh b'chol ha'yicholis lochov es atzma, a person should force himself. Come on, you should be able to control yourself for that little time. You know, so just because a person's got hayurim, don't say, oh, I'm not putting on tefillin. No, try to force yourself to concentrate, to have some level of kedusha, of concentration, for at least a short time. All these thoughts which damage a person physically and spiritually, and a person should be able to accept in himself the oil malchus shemaim b'kedusha. Any thoughts on that, Rabbi Yisai? What do you think about this this expectation on us whilst wearing tefillin?
I don't think we're on the level now.
Yeah, it's hard to.
The whole doubling without thinking about work and what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is very, very, very hard. Yeah. Yeah.
When a great person says something, it has a stamp, like a Rashum.
When
Yosef saw the father.
Yeah, yeah, sure. It becomes a, yeah.
So if someone says something, like Chofetz Chaim tells us, we can do something.
We can do
stand
it.
Stand up to it.
Yeah. Yes, I take that chizik, 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
I think this is a possible another reason why women can't wear tefillin, because arguably they get more distracted.
Could be. Maybe that's part of the, level of, could be. Yeah. I just saw, as I was looking at this halacha, it's an interesting story. It's not directly this halacha, but quite close. It gives a bit of indication that Shabinarov, I believe this story because Shabinarov was that kind of person. Shabinarov was only lifted some 50 years ago, no, a bit more, 60 years ago. Shabinarov was gone. Ultimately, he was known for his extreme level of focus and concentration, and his real rikuz and machshav was incredible. When he was very old, and just before he was nifta in the 1950s, and he was in Yerushalayim. Shabinarov was very weak, and the doctors I read that the doctors were concerned about him falling asleep, because they said if he sleeps at this point, I don't know, he was on a certain medication or something, they thought if he's going to sleep now too deeply, that may trigger, we're talking about medicines in the 1950s, you know, it's not good for him to sleep too deeply at this stage, and they were concerned of him slumbering off and dozing off and going off. They were worried about that. So the Shabinarov heard this and he said, no problem. Now, if you don't want me to fall asleep, all you need to do is give him a tefillin. Just give him a tefillin. And that's exactly what they did. They gave him his tefillin, he put on his tefillin, and lo and behold, he didn't fall asleep. Why? Because he knew that with tefillin, you don't fall asleep. So it's not a story for most of us, but it is a story for the Shabinarov. And I take Mr. Berlin's words. If the Chofetz Chaim says we can do it, then again, Rabbi Yisai, I want to be clear about this. Shulchan Aruch talks about Tavas Isha specifically, and that's really what the Shulchan Aruch is addressing and speaking about. The Mishnah stretches that, and he said, "You do not have machshava ra'ah." The contemporary poskim stretch it even further, and they say, if possible, it gives indication that a person should not even think about work, etc. But that is not what the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's also not, strictly speaking, what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's a step further, but it's in line and in spirit to what expectation should be, at least.
Yeah. If you know you're
going to
have
Yeah, correct. Well pointed out. So that's the difference between Hesed Chadas and what we're talking about over here, which is Hiru Tavas Isha, which a person is Godat, that's really not considered in the Kiyas, and that's contrary to the essence of Tefillin, and therefore a person should not, if he's really unable to think about anything else, don't put on Tefillin. Yeah.
And then the next one, because if a wrong thought comes to a person, this is the working of the bottom.
Yeah.
And he should push them out, then he can do an extra mitzvah.
Yeah, absolutely. An extra mitzvah of loss is absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. But it is true what the Balei Musa say, that a person should be able to train his thoughts. It's not hefka persons. I mean, Rabbi Sol Salanta also speaks about it. A person should not, you know, although, of course, the mind does wander a lot, but at the end of the day, a person should be able to concentrate his conscious machshavas. And yeah, that's clearly what the expectation on us is. Rabbi said, to summarize our event this evening, we spoke about the ptur of women, which is a very, very interesting topic, to be, I suppose, expanded a bit further, because we're learning of it that it's a time-bound mitzvah. But besides and beyond the fact that it's time-bound, we're learning that a woman who puts it on, it's moichin b'yad, and we don't let them put on tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the reason of guf noki, and women are not zrizois lizoya beguf noki. Further, we learned that a person should be careful not to have hiru tavas isha when he puts on tefillin, and if a person is unable to accomplish that and achieve that, he shouldn't put on tefillin at all. Mishnah Berurah does say that he should be able to at least do some of it, and therefore put on tefillin, and a person should be able to focus and train his thoughts to have some machshavas tovas during tefillin. And interestingly, this is derived from the fact that just like a person needs to have a guf noki from physical cleanliness, it's also referring to machshavas, that a person should also have cleanliness in his thoughts. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, that's it for this evening. I wish you a very good evening.